Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This week, as part of our 2-hour mixtape, in the first hour alone, I've got music coming from Throwing Muses, Marianne Faithfull, Mavis Staples, Alabama Shakes, new music from Valerie June, new music from Lucy Dacus, Ezra Furman on the way. And like I say, this is all first hour. We are going to launch the entire 2-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy on a sad note. There is no other word for that than the passing of an absolute trailblazer. Earlier this month, so sad to see that Jill Sobule passed away. Jill Sobule passed away May 1st from a house fire. She was only 66 years old, still recording new music, expecting a new album on its way, in the middle of touring. Such a heavy heart to have to announce that Jill Sobule is gone. She was an absolute groundbreaking, award-winning singer, songwriter, and fierce human rights activist. We need people like Jill right now. She was so vocal about what is going on and against what is going on in the United States. And to be cut down in the middle of that just breaks my heart. Jill Sobule made history with her 1995 single, I Kissed a Girl, which turned out to be the first openly gay themed song ever to crack the Billboard Top 20. So if you are a queer kid of the 1990s like me, Jill Sobule's I Kissed a Girl really in many ways was an anthem, a rallying cry. So only for a few years later to have Katy Perry so ignorantly kind of grab that title and turn it into her own performative pop hit felt like an act of betrayal. It was about 8 years ago I had a chance to see Jill Sobule live in Ann Arbor, and she talked about that. And she talked about how there was no hard feelings about it, but then she launched into this song. And I think it just encapsulates the tongue-in-cheek, clever songwriting, the storytelling that Jill Sobule was able to do with just a song. Again, the world needs more Jill Sobules for that fierce activism, for that clever, humorous songwriting. Let her life and legacy be an inspiration for so many future Girly So Groovy acts. Jill Sobule right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I hate them. could slip.
I am, I thought you know this already. I will not be afraid.
keeps going. Oh, so I'm leaving. You can find out how much better things can get. And if it helps, I'd say I feel a little worse than I did when we met. So when you find someone else, you can try again. Might work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say, no. If I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. And I look out and say, yeah, she's really blonde. And then I go outside to join the others. I am the others. Oh, oh, oh.
Reaching back well over 40 years ago, that is British UK folk rock singer-songwriter Joan Arma trading with her song Drop the Pilot. That's from her 1983 album, The Key. In the middle, it is music from singer-songwriter Dar Williams, an artist whose warm, witty, socially conscious songs have made her a major figure in contemporary folk. We heard her song As Cool As I Am. That comes from her 1996 album, Mortal City. And then starting off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is a heartbroken goodbye to singer-songwriter Jill Sabuel, who passed away earlier this month, May 1st, in a house fire, struck down while still in recording mode, ready to release a new album, touring that new album. Such a, talk about a socially conscious singer-songwriter. The world needs more Jill Sabuel. We heard her song Bitter. That comes from her 1997 album, Happy Town. If you enjoyed what you heard, you need now more than ever to check out Jill Sabuel's collection of just incredible music that she's made. I promise you, before we wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy, we'll make room for one more Jill Sabuel song before the 2 hours is over. Okay, we are going to keep things moving. How about some folk rock out of Australia? It is folk rock duo Oh Pep right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Even my 25th birthday, you come knocking at my door at night. I tried a hole in my head, a hole in my pocket. Nothing makes me feel as high as the silhouette of your body in the dim of the hallway light. You move flat.
Nothing had me prepared for you.
I move right.
Nothing had me prepared for you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly, so a groovy music right there from Chicago's very own frenetic trans singer, songwriter, Ezra Furman, with her song Love You So Bad. That's from her 2018 album, Transangelic Exodus. I am so excited for the new album to come from Ezra Furman. From the time of recording this, it will be next week that we get Ezra Furman's newest album. The new album is called Goodbye Small Head. The few tracks that I've heard so far from it have really caught my ear. And I promise you, the minute I get my hands on that album, we will be featuring it here on Girly So Groovy. Ezra Furman is touring this summer in support of the new album. She has dates in many of the cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy, kicking off the tour, obviously, in her hometown, Chicago. Dates in Vancouver. For our listeners on our mothership station CJAM in the Windsor and Detroit area, you can catch Ezra Furman at the Loving Touch in Ferndale on July 17th. Speaking of new albums, in the middle, it is new music from Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist, and better known these days as one third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius. She's released her fourth solo album, Forever Is a Feeling. The album caught me off guard, and I have to tell you why. It caught me off guard in a good way. It is a heartfelt love album. Weeks before the album's release, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. And I've got to say, for all the anxiety, angst, rage, cynicism, fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to just revel in love with Lucy Dacus. We heard the song Ankles. I feel like that could easily become a pride anthem for June with Pride Month. Lucy Dacus is also touring in support of her album. For dates, go to her website, lucydake.us, for those tour dates. And then starting the set, we began with Australian folk rock duo OPEP. The song is called 25. It's the opening track to the